And now, the world's premier authority on chromosomes located directly in your peripheral vision, Spike.
Everybody has hearing problems. Everybody has hearing problems. Spike check one, spike check two, spike check three. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. And welcome to, man, we started exactly on time. This means we really have a lot to do. We have a lot to talk about. Welcome to the Spike on the Mic show. I am he. I am the guy known as the Spike on the Mic. Every once in a while, people will clap. Every once in a while. We are here, ladies and gentlemen. We are here at our new home office. Not quite a studio. We'll call it our... How about our remote location, our on-site location here at 4215 Hillsborough Avenue, the place known as Hooters. Hooters on the radio. That is us. We will be here, you know, until they kick us out. Or maybe until they smoke us out. Or they no longer want us. But we are here. My internet is running a little slow and running real bad. I can't do anything. And I know you guys always say, don't tell the people. They'll never know unless you tell them. Well, now they know. And I can't do this alone. I won't do this alone. So without further ado, let me introduce the clue. Or the crew. Ladies and gentlemen. To my right, not in my peripheral vision, he's to my right. We like to call him Dr. Captain Clark. Dr. Captain Clark, how you sticking?
I'm sticking like cigarette smoke to this room.
Is that a good thing or a bad thing?
It's a bad thing. There's a lot of smoking going on in here.
Yeah, and we're all in, we're outside on the patio, but we're in an enclosed environment.
Enclosed outdoor patio, so it's a smoking section apparently.
And the kick of it all is we ask staff, management, to raise the roof, then to let it roof back down.
Yeah, it was cold with the roof open.
Yeah, so, you know, you guys are never satisfied.
We're never satisfied.
Never satisfied. So, making the sounds go through your eardrums, we like to call him PWS. PWS, how you sticking?
I'm sticking like the guy that's sitting over here in your peripheral vision. Yeah.
How can you be in peripheral vision and... Dr. Captain Clark being my peripheral vision.
Because you have two peripherals.
Yeah, you have a peripheral on each side.
Dakota at 7:30. Dakota's at 7:30. I need you to come by here because we have a pressing issue that we like to ask.
All right.
For those of you at home, Dakota is our waitress.
Server.
And she just walked by. So, of course, Spike spoke to her as though people at home knew what the hell he was talking about.
Well, this is called Theater of the Mind.
Yeah, I know. And I was filling in their minds.
I want them to mind. Well, I don't know. Okay. So anyway, now I did the...
If you're worried about people at home going, what is Spike talking about? That's going to happen.
And
we're way past that issue right there.
Sure.
See, because we're in a new location, I forgot how the order goes. Okay, so next, I guess I need to do this because the reason we're here.
Oh.
The only reason we're here, ladies and gentlemen, is because of this next man. This next voice you hear, we like to call him the Voice of Reason. Voice of Reason, how you sticking?
I'm sticking pretty good, Spike. Feeling really good today. It's nice and cool weather we're having, and just really ready to go tonight.
There you go. I like the infant in your voice.
Suck up.
Yeah. See, he knows new. What's the thing called? Promotion banners are being created. They're being made before because we have a great announcement coming to you later on in the show.
We do?
Yes.
Oh, all right.
But you'll never guess.
That's going to be wonderful.
Directly in your peripheral vision, Voice of Reason.
No, straight in front of you, not your peripheral vision.
Is
unless you're a fish.
The man we like to call Smots. Bill Smots, how you sticking?
Yeah, it's kind of smoky in here.
I'm sticking like...
Wimps.
I'm sticking like a blooming onion to the ribs of all Americans after a Kevin Harvick top 10 finish in a NASCAR race.
Wow. Ooh.
Okay, does anybody understand what he's going with that?
Yeah, totally, yeah.
Yeah, when Outback sponsors people and they win, they give away stuff the next day.
Oh, boy.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I got a free Bloomin' Onion, bought a cup of potato soup, and I'm stuffed. Have the runs, but I'm stuffed.
All right. All
right. For the Outback Bowl, you get either a Bloomin' Onion or I think it's
coconut shrimp.
Coconut shrimp.
Oh, that's nice.
So you can't lose in that one.
No, yeah.
Okay, well, directly in your peripheral vision.
No, it's in front of him.
I don't know what you're
talking
about.
Peripheral vision is off to the side.
Are you a trout?
It's at the edges of your vision. That's what peripheral is.
That what peripheral means?
That's your peripheral, yeah. We went over this maybe 11 times.
I think the same time we talked about XY chromosome.
Yeah, that's true.
So wouldn't it make reason the sense that someone should learn?
Yes, yes.
You know, it would make sense that if you were to look at PW, and then you go, in my peripheral vision is gas, man, that would be correct at that point.
Right, if you were looking at me, then he'd be in your peripheral vision.
But my mind wouldn't think like that.
I know. That's been our problem since the start.
So we're going to let's just say hey to the gas man. Gas man, how you sticking?
I'm sticking like an old Journey song. Seen her in a smoky room. Jeez.
Nice.
We might be okay, though. Something might be happening.
Oh, okay. Well, we'll be here. We'll make it happen. We'll power through, as they like to say, Captain Clark. We'll power through. No, it's a surprise. It's not. No, gas man, you come back home.
Oh, I that dress was like really good, Leonard.
No, I seen it coming, and then I said, ooh. Then I saw it. I said, oh, never mind. They trick a brother. You know what I'm saying?
But they left with their cigarettes. Yeah. That's the important thing.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. We got those guys. I understand. You people. Man, the internet is blocking me down.
Am I backing up?
I hope you're doing okay.
I heard some beeping.
There's a bus out there.
Oh, all right.
All right, so ladies and gentlemen, you know the show. You know we are a caller-driven show. You can always give us a call
at
813-699-3900 because we are here for you. We are here to make the magic. We want you to participate
and
to
play. You know, when you say that, people are liable to call.
Yeah, and we'd love to hear from them.
No.
Thank you, voice. See, we are a caller-driven show, PW. We like people call and to participate.
Dear.
You know what I mean? Because
two of those things are not true. We don't like them to call, and we don't want them to participate.
I only gave them two options.
Right. 100% of those options
are wrong.
Yeah.
Oh, I see how y'all are.
Yep.
Gas man, I see how they are. You know what it is?
Oh.
We are an award-winning program.
Oh, that's
now,
it.
Now y'all
everybody
got
uppity now. That's
now they all.
We don't need you now.
I thought we determined it was an award-receiving program. Not necessarily win. I don't think you were running against anyone for it, were you?
Pull the curtain back.
Pretty narrow category.
That award could have gone to anybody in the whole wide world, but
No. I just
voice reason. You're moving up.
It went to Spike on the mic. There's like what 6-7 billion people in the world.
Sure, yeah.
Sure, 7.4, 7.43. I'm not for sure. You're just being stupid.
Okay.
No, I am.
You're right. I'm just being stupid. Anyway, Spike got it. He's the one that got it.
No, I didn't get it.
I mean, we
got it.
Mostly you, Spike.
When is it my turn to have the award at my house? Like the Stanley Cup. We each get a turn with it.
There you go. Yeah.
Oh, so when's my week with the award?
Well, I'm still sleeping with it.
Oh, okay.
So I'll get it to you when we come around.
All right.
We want to thank the CEO and founder of Radio St. Pete.
The Grand Poobah.
Yes.
You know what? He was a very nice man.
Fabulous.
Yeah.
Okay.
I like him.
Yeah. Okay. Cool. All right. So something on the show is dragging. What's going on here?
What are you talking about?
It seems like we're dragging because
everybody likes him.
What about sponsors?
We're just following the driver.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. I'm not 100%. Ladies and gentlemen,
okay,
we are. Besides a caller-driven show, we like to talk about three things. We talk about things in the past.
The future
and the
present.
Future.
Yeah.
All right. We almost got it, but the order is a little wrong.
Perfect.
Yeah, and the hypothetical.
Again.
All right. So let's hear from our sponsors.
The Spike and the Mike Show is brought to you by the Game Day Metric Tour. The Game Day Metric Tour is a charity bicycling tour featuring two courses through scenic landscapes. And by Kansas City Online Radio, bringing you cool blues and entertaining talk 7 days a week at kconlineradio.com. And by RadioSt.Pete.com, local internet radio from St. Petersburg, Florida. Today's hits and yesterday's favorites, 24 hours a day, stpeteradio.com.
Welcome to Hooters!
Politically incorrect since 1983.
The official home of race fans.
Oh,
wow.
That was cool.
That was cool.
All right. Well, thanks for listening, everybody.
All right.
Good night.
Good night.
Okay, so listen here. This is what we got.
Oh, we have more?
No, I have to say this. ever since we were receiving an award.
Yes.
Sure.
Right, this show, it doesn't seem to be jumping off the plate.
What are you talking about?
This is the first show since.
Yeah, we haven't done anything yet.
Yeah.
So 20 minutes of introductions.
All right.
You know what it was? I was on time today and just throwing everything off.
Au francois. That's French for his mama speak.
Yeah.
Mama speak.
Mama speak.
That's the show I know and love.
Au francois.
That's the show I know.
Whoa.
That's the show I know.
Au francois. Au francois.
Au francois.
Au francois. Au francois. Au francois.
Shut up, Spike.
but you guys, okay.
Shut up, Spike.
Yeah, there we go.
Let me say this.
Now we're up and running.
Yeah.
Let me say this to the crew.
Now it's a regular show.
Now that we have been awarded an award,
right?
We have to continue to do better. We can't just rest on our laurels.
Have we got good topics?
Rest on our laurels.
I think that came out
Kansas City
wrong.
Rest on our
laurels. Au francois.
Well, that was a Charles Barkley quote right here.
You're getting rest on the laurels.
That was terrible. Let me clean it up. We can't.
That's what she said.
We can't rest on our laurels.
Our laurels?
Yeah.
Laurels.
Okay, the key to communication is understanding what the guy is saying.
Laurels. Oh, you were saying laurels. I knew that.
Speaking
knew
English,
do we have good topics tonight?
Shut up, Spike.
Damn, we need to lose that. We seriously need. I can't check the chat line, but we have a map admin is out there, and of course we got our sister. We love.
Oh, somebody give the gas man resuscitation. Yeah,
I'm out.
He's so okay. He's all right.
All right.
I can hardly wait for the show to start.
Yeah.
Can you imagine if you're a first-time listener and you're tuning in like, what the cuss word is going on?
No, yes. I can't imagine that.
Yeah. No.
All right, so what we do, ladies and gentlemen, we talk about things in the past, the present, and the future. We sit around here and we give out topics, and we also want your input.
Yeah.
Oh, before I go any further, I have to say this big announcement.
Oh.
On April 16th.
Okay.
April 16th.
That's coming up.
Yeah.
Very fast.
That's in the future.
That is in the future. Oh, in the future.
We're talking about it now. Yeah. In the present.
That's two of the things.
And then when people listen to the replay, it'll be in the past. It's finally true.
It used to be in the hypothetical, though, like when we said, what if we can get our show in front of a lot of people? But now that what if has been answered.
Yeah. What's going on the 16th?
On the 16th, ladies and gentlemen, the Spike on the Mic show has been scheduled to appear at Ferg's in St. Pete.
Oh, Ferg's.
The Sports Bar by Tropicana Field.
Across from Tropicana.
Tropicana Field. Is there a baseball game?
We will be taking our act on the road in front of masses of people.
Oh,
so,
amazing.
Well, there's more than here right now. I mean, which is when we have a great crowd that comes to Hooters all the time.
But
you know, you do have the baseball for an event right across the street.
And it's actually a game night.
Game night,
a
yes.
home game.
Yes.
Wow.
Whoa.
So come and listen to the Spike on the Mic show, and then wander over to the ballpark and watch a little baseball.
You'll be able to see how the magic and the sausage is made.
Yeah.
Come anyway.
We will be better. Trust and believe. We will do better.
That's what you said last week at the end of the show.
Yeah. And you won an award.
15 minutes in. Well.
Well, that's true. Yeah.
You're right. There is no one else on St. Pete Radio at 7 p.m. on Mondays that does a better show.
That's great.
Yeah, that's true.
I think we should go ahead and do topic changing.
Topic changing? All right, here we go.
Well, you knew this was going to happen. The show had to start sometime, and it does now with this first topic.
Okay, so I like to call this topic not the past, present, or future.
Oh. Wait. Not the past, present, or future.
Yeah,
what does that leave?
I thought that's what we did. So this isn't our show.
No, I'm confused now.
We're outside the box. We're going outside the box.
Here we go.
Yeah.
And this
we're coloring outside the lines.
This topic goes a little bit. We're talking about incarceration and femininities and females.
Femininities?
Females.
Oh, yeah.
So in a California judge, I'm sorry, California jail charges the females inmates for female products. Hiss, hiss, boo, boo, bad, bad, bad.
Oh.
Oh, you mean things like they have to have
for right. your time of the month?
Yeah.
Okay.
But right. Paula Canning, ladies and gentlemen, who she won a $5 million disellment for another family.
Disellment? Not a disellment. No
those
way.
Are, those are good.
My words aren't coming out like that because I don't hear
that?
Hear, I don't hear what y'all saying.
You I know what y'all heard. You said out of settlement. My mouth.
Okay.
A $5 million settlement.
Settlement.
No, yeah. There was a disellment. I heard it. We from can play this back.
All the letters and syllables appear to be there. They're just in different order. That's all.
So anyway, this attorney won a settlement for an inmate that passed in the jail, county jail. But now she's also, and it's a she because her name is Paula, she's also attacking the San Luis Obispo County Jail.
Obispo. Yeah.
San Luis Obispo.
Not Obispo.
Hold on a second. Y'all know that? Y'all heard that word before?
Yeah, the great Chuck Liddell, one of the best fighters ever is from there.
UFC San Luis fighters. Obispo.
There's a college there, too.
When I read the article, I had no idea how to pronounce it.
I know.
But I'm wondering how you got
the evidence for that. Yeah.
We figured it out.
Yeah, we got that.
How Obispo became a biscuit.
Au Francois. That's Greek. French for his mama's steak.
Thinking about biscuits in the morning.
So what's she suing?
Biscuits.
What's she suing the county of San Luis Obispo?
She's suing the county demanding that they provide female products for free because as of right now, the court is not the court but the facilities is requiring the females to pay $3.23 for a box of products.
Okay.
Oh yeah, tampons.
Thank you.
Did you have to say it?
Yeah. No, of course. Yeah, yeah,
yeah. We're adults. Keep it high level.
You know, we're adults, right?
Wrong with it. Yeah.
We're from Tampa.
That's what they're called.
So, my question to the
I have a question.
Yeah.
It may not be in your article and that's fine. Do they charge for things like deodorant and toothpaste and shaving cream for males?
Exactly.
Wow.
It's not in my article.
Okay. Generally, I think wondering. They do, I believe.
Okay. So, theoretically, you can get away with not using those products if you're a male in prison.
Exactly. Okay. So now the question to the illegal riffraff in shipping containers. And you guys need to move. Y'all need to get out of the shipping container.
What about toenail polish?
Yeah,
I think
nail
polish is allowed.
Unlock that door, we'd scramble.
Nobody's trying to look pretty in prison.
So my question is,
I don't think they're allowed with toenail polish.
Are you guys for or against the detention center charging females for their products? And I'll start with you, PWs.
I think if they charge for everything, including toenail polish, which I would use,
you can use
a
that on your fingers too, right?
Yeah, you could, okay, but so it's for polish. Your toes.
Oh.
Yeah.
I think he just likes feet. That's what it is.
It's a foot thing.
It's a kind of a foot thing.
Au Francois.
Nailed it.
That's French for his mama spake.
Yeah.
You're going to lose that two buttons you need to lose. All right. So did you ever answer this?
Yeah. I said if they charge for a toenail polish as well, then it's fine.
All right. Gas man?
I think it should be provided. Women need those things. It's an essential item. But I tell you this, if you ever get shot and you got a tampon, stick it in a bullet hole. It'll keep you on.
It's made to absorb blood.
That's great.
Free advice.
I think that's called staunching. Staunching the blood.
I'm hoping I have the wherewithal, so if I get shot, stop at CVS.
I think I saw Doogie Howser save someone with a tampon one time.
Okay, you're missing the point. Okay, voice of reason.
Wait, there's a point?
Yes.
Well, I think basic product probably should be provided, but like the extra fancy, you know, AAA products probably.
With wings? Not with wings.
Well, I don't know. I don't know, but if it's like something extra refined and, you know, a little bit higher class.
The stuff you might with wings, wanna, he, you he
might,
was right.
You might have to charge a little something for that.
All right. Dr. Captain Clark?
Yeah, I mean, that's an essential. A woman has to have those things.
Right.
I mean, it's not like I brought up the other stuff the males have. It's gross, but you can get by without
deodorant, toothpaste. Actually, a woman doesn't have to have that.
Really?
She could just bleed.
I don't think
that's going to be allowed, though.
Did they do that?
Now I'm not hungry anymore.
Yeah, really.
They don't need the deluxe, though.
No, but they have to have some sort of basic hygiene thing to keep everybody else from getting sick, I would think.
Well,
No.
Okay. Smots?
Well, they're in jail for a reason. I don't think they should get everything from. Like, they, it's minimal cost. Ooh. It's minimal cost of this. I mean, what for murder? I want to murder someone so I can get free products.
Boy, that's a long
that's
way
pretty much why most people commit murder.
You lose. There good are day, sir.
There are people who go to commit crimes so they can get in jail.
Get in jail, yeah.
Yeah.
All the time.
Okay, so, all right, so have y'all ever heard of the Title 15 minimum standards for local detention facilities?
Nope.
Yes. No.
Civil rights?
No.
Yeah, I did.
No.
Oh, sure. Very familiar.
Oh, I thought it was Title Chapter 15. Was it Title 15?
Yeah.
It was,
yeah.
Good, okay.
Yeah, it's Title 15 minimum standards for local detention facilities civil rights. It requires that you need to provide normal living standards for everyday peoples. So my point is that.
Huh. Why didn't you mention this before you asked us?
Because I wanted to figure out
then,
what.
Because then, you know, we would have answered more correctly.
No, you know, because I enjoy your guys off the cuff. I'm not going to say uneducated, but your real raw opinions.
Right. Our wrong opinions.
Well, Mark and I agree with Title 15.
There you go.
Really? So, Clark
and yeah, I did too.
I'm closer to the subject because I actually dated a girl who got locked up, and I used to go visit her on weekends in prison.
Did you take her tampons?
You used to like,
if she wanted them, yeah, I would. Yeah.
That's nice.
Did you bake a cake and put tampons inside of it?
I did, but it wouldn't really mess with the battery. Yeah. The battery just messed everything up.
It expanded when it got hot.
Batteries? What's going on with batteries?
Oh, I didn't bring her any batteries.
Oh, okay.
So how much does...
They took care of that stuff without batteries from what she told
How much does a box of tampons cost in the free world?
In the free world?
It's $3, you said, in prison?
We double that
cost.
Yeah.
Yeah, but
right now.
You have wives. I mean, you never shop for your wife?
No, we're... I don't have a wife. Don't curse me.
XY chromosomes. That's what we are.
No, that's what the women's...
No.
XX.
No.
Women's.
Women's is XX. We are XY.
Oh, okay.
So your wives have never sent you to the store and said, pick me up some products?
Probably.
Yeah.
And you didn't? Did you do it?
Yeah.
Well, I got sick.
All right.
Okay, but hold on a second.
I got sick.
But I also bought Tide.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
And some Dr. Soul's insole.
Yeah, okay. Anything you can think of.
See, but that's the thing. It doesn't. If you were to go up with just one item, they look at you like, you're a real man, you know, as opposed to buying this other stuff.
Oh, that's true.
You can't even really. You're going to have to try and dance around the subject. Just take the one item and you go buy it, and they're like, oh, you know what? I respect that.
You bought corn plasters just so you could buy. Oh.
Yeah, you know, sparklers.
I just have to buy them for my daughter when she stays with me in the summertime.
So. See? Yeah. Oh, look at that. Take care of it.
What's the stigma?
Dad.
What's the stigma? It's a product that that have.
Exactly.
Oh, you guys are all.
Would
tough
be better
and tough.
If they had, like, pictures of, like, sports stars on them?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
How about
pick me up some John Elway.
Hold on a second. Would you send your significant other?
Okay, honey. He's my favorite.
John Elway's got a new sponsor now.
Yeah.
Yes.
Would you let your significant other go buy you some penis ointment?
What would penis ointment be?
What exactly is that?
What is that? How does it work? Where do you get it?
Yeah.
Not really for sure. What
and how do you apply it? Yes.
But would you do it?
Yeah, why not?
Yes.
Okay, you guys are...
We're adults here.
Give me some penis oil and ass cream, please.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, how about...
Honey, I'm fresh out of penis ointment. You mind stopping at the store where they have that?
Yes.
How about some hemorrhoid stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
Someone's getting that hemorrhoid ointment right now. If you hear the sirens,
delivered by the fire department.
Exactly.
Look, who are you worried
about?
They
are on fire.
Who are you worried about being embarrassed in front of? You really think you walk up with any product in the store and the clerk is going to look at you like, oh, well, I guess he must be a woman. He's buying tampons. You really think that they care? Or anybody else around there cares.
Maybe
so who are you trying to impress?
Maybe he's expecting to get shot later.
Yeah, really. I'm going through a bad neighborhood. Yeah.
There's some neighborhoods where the Walgreens might not even have tampons for that reason.
There you go.
Yeah.
So anyway, we decided that it's okay for the county jail to provide free products, or you think they should continue to pay $3.29?
I think they should provide it.
Certain products should be provided free of charge.
Yeah.
certain
necessary product.
So you're saying, like, women who don't commit crime should pay where women who do commit crime
should get it free. Yeah. Look how he did a little flip.
I'm just asking if you
have the way you put it, incarcerated and you're being taken care of by the state.
Yeah.
You got to be taken care of.
Prisons do have,
but you can earn. I mean, guess what? You can go earn by printing some license plates or something like that. You earn your 15 cents
an hour. They have to print.
And now,
license plates.
So your 40 hours at the end of the week that you work. Guess what? You can buy other products too.
Who are the people that are looking forward to go to jail so they can get free female hygiene products?
I'm telling you, there are people who do it.
Yeah. No, there aren't.
That's absurd.
No,
but then why
spot,
should
no
we?
Way.
Yeah. You know, I'm saying it.
I'm sure there's somebody out there that did it.
Yeah, it's possible.
Well, so there was, I guarantee there is.
They actually committed a crime so they could get
free tampons? Well, go to jail to get free services, yes.
Wow.
Maybe
wow.
the tampon specificity is probably a little more than...
Well, the state is...
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
When you're a prisoner, the prisoners do have rights, and the state has to take care of them to an extent, so...
Yeah.
What happened in 1930? Were women using tampons then?
I'm sorry?
What?
In the 1930s?
I don't know.
Yeah.
What?
I'm going to go with yeah.
I don't know.
You think?
Okay, yeah. Once again, I'm going to go with yeah.
Well, when was the tampon invented?
That's what I'm going to say. It was like the 40s or 50s.
No, I think it was invented in the 1701s. There were women back then. Trust and believe.
Yeah.
They had
Tampax, America's oldest living company.
Yes. Good question. I'll have to Google that and find out.
All right, so...
Someone call in and tell us when a tampon was invented, please.
Well, I remember an expression from my youth that she has something on, a personal item on. She's got the...
Look.
Yeah. No, not the look.
It was a great song by Prince, by the way. You got the look.
You got the look, y'all.
So, oh, y'all are we
on the what?
Maybe some... is that from Shakespeare?
She got the rag on.
She's on the...
Okay, this show is going left turn.
Are you saying they used rags back then?
1929, a physician named Dr. Earl Haas patented and invented the modern-day tampon with applicator.
1929.
This topic wasn't about that.
Yeah, they did have them.
This topic was not about that.
It wasn't?
No, it was about money.
All right. Yeah, they used to use wool and paper and vegetable fibers. I'll give that to them for free. How's that?
Yeah. Wool, paper, and vegetable fibers.
Wait a minute, vegetables have fiber?
Hell yeah. Absolutely.
Have you ever tried to eat celery? You know, yeah. stringy stuff that's
it's basically made
that's
out of
fiber.
String and water.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's basically what celery is.
String and water.
Okay. Okay.
Can you fly a kite with celery string?
You could, yeah.
You could.
Spike, what happened in that case? Did she win it?
They're still pending, and they're getting ready to take care of this, and I just want to know what does the SOTM riffraff in the shipping containers thought about that, because it made me go,
Well, now you know.
Yeah. All right. There it is. Yeah.
Okay. Taxpayer, topic changing music.
Oh, here we go. I don't know what to do. There's two different kinds of music playing. So let's change topics. Don't forget, we have a game coming up.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Well, I guess we're supposed to, at the 7:30 hour, we're supposed to do a new show, a new topic called Ask the Staff. And I don't know, we were supposed to ask the staff, and if Dakota will finally present grace us with her presence.
She's busy.
Oh, well, then can we get Rain? Oh. We need somebody to ask the staff.
Dakota will be back. Yes.
So should we continue?
We'll interrupt whatever's happening.
How do we win an award with this unorganization style?
There's a fat boy grumbling in the background.
Yeah. The grand poobah made up an award.
Let's play the game.
Spent a lot of money
okay,
on
so
that.
Let's do
let's
it.
Play the game.
Let's go ahead and do a new game. Let's play the new game. Hit it.
New game.
I like it.
Do you mind?
Really?
What is happening?
I don't know.
Okay, I invented a new game.
Oh, here we go.
As you guys know.
Where's the music?
That was it. All that rumbling.
Well, do it again.
All right. He drove away. Hey, all.
New listeners, I apologize. We are an award-deserving show.
All right, and the game is?
Well, as you all know, last night was the Oscars.
Yes.
And longtime listeners and longtime cast members may remember we played a game once called Answer No
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah.
I hated that game.
That was the best game in the world.
Well, this game is called Oscar No Here's how you play.
That's interesting.
Each one of you is going to be tasked with, you have won an Oscar. And you have to
finally
give,
oh, my dream come true.
You have to give your acceptance
I don't
speech.
Want to know what Spike did to win it.
Oh, gosh.
Or who.
Well, everybody's going to get a turn.
Right.
Hashtag
and
me
you,
too.
You're going to give a speech, and you're right. going to accept your Oscar. You have to do three things in your speech. Well, you have to act surprised.
I'll do anything.
Oh. You have to thank at least two people.
Okay.
And you have to highlight a current event. Doesn't have to be political, but you have to bring up a current event. And you have to do all of this within 30 seconds, or you get played off.
Oh,
you,
my word.
And you can't say ah or or any kind
no
of...
No pregnant pauses, okay, all
no
that kind
pauses.
Of stuff.
You have to be very smooth.
Okay, what was the three things again?
Yeah, three things again.
Okay, you have to act surprised.
Yeah.
You have to thank at least two people.
Okay.
And you have to highlight a current event or topic that means something to you. Like I said, it doesn't have to be politics, yeah. but you have to call attention to something
yeah.
that exists. Okay, do you all understand the
yeah. yeah.
PW will play you off if you go over 30 seconds.
Do you yeah, have a, you have I'll a clock?
I sort of do, yeah.
Who okay. should go first?
Well, of course, you probably should let the real winner of the awards go first.
All right, Steve, you'd like to go first?
Sure, I guess
okay.
so.
All right, Steve, you understand the rules?
I can't believe this.
Well, don't start now.
Wait.
I am so surprised.
Steve, wait.
I can't believe it.
Wait.
Already you know ruining what? It.
I'd
already.
Like to give special
you know what?
Thanks.
Just go ahead and go to the next thing. Steve's already ruining it.
All right. No, I'm sorry. I thought I could do it.
The winner.
To start.
All right, so okay, here we go. I'm going to give you the announcement.
Oh, yes,
ready?
Right.
Ready?
I have to wait for the second.
I'd like to congratulate the winner of the Best Looking T-Shirt Award. Voice of Reason, Steve.
Go. Me? I can't believe this. For this T-shirt or just T-shirts in general? I can't believe it. I've always wanted this. I'd like to give special thanks out to Spike. Spike and to I didn't realize the us were part of
it's
it.
It's called what?
Oscar,
No.
Well, thanks for disqualifying yourself almost immediately.
And I like the people. The same.
Turn his mic off.
Save the Medfly Foundation.
All right.
Save the butterflies.
Save the Medfly Foundation.
No.
This is.
Okay. Who knew that would go so well?
Yeah, really. Well, first of all, he started out wrong.
All right.
Next part. Next contestant.
Let's just go. We'll go clockwise. So next up will be Schmatz.
Clockwise. That's this way.
All right. First of all, before we go, I'm thanking, not thanking, but
ladies and gentlemen,
be surprised.
Current event.
Thank two people and bring up a current
ladies and gentlemen,
event.
The winner, the winner of the Nobody Cares Award goes to Bill Schmatz.
Holy crap! I can't believe it. Harvey Weinstein, while I was on his couch, never promised me this. That's unbelievable. So, Harvey, thank you. And for you, Charlize Theron, for getting off the couch to let me take my chance. What a moment. I'm so thrilled. I'm so thrilled now. I've actually got to go to Vegas to play March Madness, which is coming up just right around the corner. So thank you, thank you, thank you, Harvey and Charlize, and to everyone who voted for me.
That was how it's done.
Yes.
That's perfect. Schmatz is the leader in the clubhouse.
Funny.
All right.
Okay, what are the categories again?
You have to act surprised.
Act surprised.
Thank at least two people.
Thank at least two people.
And you have to highlight a topic or current event.
All right.
All right. Spike, who wants to award the award to Spike? I'll do it.
All right. That's
and now the winner for best use of chromosomes incorrectly in a motion picture, the winner is Spike Slater.
Yay!
I can't believe it. This is incredible. This is incredible. I've studied all my life. I've worked for this. I am so happy that you guys recognize all my talents. I would like to give a special thanks off to Keith McCauley, who was my third grade, fourth grade, fifth grade best friend. He helped me through all the hard and the good times. I also would like to thank the Voice of Reason, because without him, I could not be here. Now, one day I played baseball. Nobody knew that I could play baseball, but I was a baseball champion. Ladies and gentlemen, I don't know what to do. Don't play me off. I want to continue.
You went over 30 seconds.
Sorry. You got two out of three.
Yeah, that was a really
just
good.
Mentioning baseball is not a current event or topic.
Ooh, it's baseball season.
Nope. PW, are you going or are you too busy being timekeeper?
No, I'll try it.
Okay. All right. Somebody has to award.
So am I in second place?
Yeah, you're in second place.
The winner of the best producer ever in the history of the world, PWs.
Oh, thank you. I never would have dreamed that this could happen to me. I have to thank a couple of people. But I don't
write that.
Sorry. Nice try.
Yes. Give the award a bag.
And actually, that would have been a perfect when he said, I never dreamed that could happen while producing this show.
Yeah. True.
Yeah. All right. All right. Mott is still in the lead with one competitor to go.
All right. So,
Gas Man.
So, ladies and gentlemen, the best It's Real to Me wrestling fan is the one, the only. Gas Man!
Oh my God, this is so exciting. I cannot believe this happened to me. I did not expect. If I'd known I was going to win or even in the running, I would have worn something besides this Jessica Havoc t-shirt. I would like to thank Jennifer Lawrence for giving me wine and climbing over the seats. And I also like to thank Donald Trump for giving me the inspiration to give the performance of a lifetime. And now we're going to go off to March Madness and watch some basketball.
Oh.
Thank you.
That was fabulous.
That
was under 30 seconds, and March Madness was his cause.
But Schmatz used it first, but there's also a degree of difficulty. He had to compete with an incoming phone call.
That's true. So is the phone call there?
Yes.
All right, caller, welcome to the Spike on the Mic show. How you sticking?
Hey, caller, welcome to the Spike on the Mic show. How you sticking?
Oh, good. It's your own show.
Shut up, Spike.
So somebody listening recorded our show.
They have your own drop too.
They got you on a loop.
Yeah, right. Hey, Carl, you need to get rid of that drop.
They need to get rid of that.
That's cool. All right, so
you know I can do that.
So it's a color driven show. That's right there.
Shut up, Spike.
So did the Gas Man? He used mine.
No,
he used mine. Oh no, who did basketball? Oh, Smosh did. Schmatz, I did baseball.
No, he bought Mars Madness first. So,
I need a ruling. I'm inclined to go with Schmatz.
If you had said spring training, then you might have, but you can't just mention baseball.
Oh, yeah.
You played baseball.
I think Schmatz wins it.
I think Schmatz wins it.
Schmatz wins. Yay! And what's the prize? Nothing. Look, right on time, there's Dakota.
There we go. So Dakota, we
see how well that worked out?
That worked out just great. Now it's time. Hit the topic changing music.
Topic changing.
And now it's a time for our new topic. And this is the one that we call Ask the Staff.
All right, this is topic like as Dr. Kevin Clark said, we ask the staff. Dakota, can you hear me?
Yes.
Can you speak in the mic?
Yes.
Well, maybe the mic.
Can you turn your mic on?
Maybe I have to turn your mic on.
Your mic, can you say it again?
There we go. Hello.
How are you doing there? Listen, you've seen the Spike on the Mic show. You've walked around. You've seen us do our activities before, right?
Yes, I've been on it.
You've actually been a guest before, right?
You have talked on here before, right?
Yes.
Yeah, of course.
Oh, okay.
And now, has it really kind of crept in the fact that you're on a world-renowned award-winning show?
We won an award last week. That's amazing. Congratulations.
Around the world.
Thank you.
Right now, people in Germany are listening to you before they go to sleep right now.
Okay. They're even really sadder than they normally are.
Yes,
yeah. You need to get a camera so they can see how pretty
she is. Yeah, exactly. But now, this portion of Ask the Staff, last time I think you was on there when I asked you about
winking.
Winking. That was it. That was the topic. So now, another topic that jumped at me, how do you feel about I lost the question, but I'm going to go from memory.
Good luck.
No. Yeah. How do you feel about guys staring?
Staring?
Okay. Oh, hey,
first of all, let's say
it's different. It's different.
You are a very, very, very attractive person that works here at a restaurant where, you know, your beauty is what's important. Would you say?
Well, yes. Thank you.
Yeah.
or your talents. Okay. So,
what?
All right. So the question to the staff is, how do you feel about customers? I'm not going to say guys. Customers staring.
It's okay if you just look over, just look at a person.
Yeah.
But when you're just sitting there and you're just locked on them and just staring, That's weird.
Like the I like how he said locked on them.
What if they stared at your name tag? I think this is what he's worried about.
Yeah,
I'm shy. Okay. I'm shy.
It takes 2 seconds to read my name, and then if you're staring any longer, you're looking at something else.
Yeah, no, no. You see, Spike forgets your name quite often.
Oh, every time.
Yeah, so he has a reason to stare in that name tag area.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we've done this topic twice with Dakota.
We did?
And both times... Topics were men paying undue attention to the service. Very little to do with the actual job she does. So I propose we change the name of this bit from Ask the Staff to Peep the Creeps.
Peep the Creep.
But I have a part two of the question.
Oh, I bet this is going to be restaurant
oriented. Oh, this is going to be good.
Part two of the question. Okay.
So, now, this is going to actually address
what do you feel about when men touch your butt?
My gosh.
Two things. I don't sound like that. And
well, actually.
Baby girl. Yeah. How do you feel when the men touch your butt?
Yeah, that's sounds
so
more
terrible.
So, Dakota's.
Yes.
Dakota's.
How do you feel?
Both of you.
What is your? How do you feel about
with it.
That man that called himself the Shining Knight? The knight in shining armor.
Yeah.
There are these guys who come to a establishment called Hooters, and they pretend to be better than the rest of the creeps that come here to stare.
Yes.
You're talking about yourself, aren't you?
No. Can
I wasn't going to say anything.
Can you tell that guy who thinks? You know, I'm here for the food and the experience. I don't really care about the help.
No, I care about
there's
the
a,
help.
Yeah, there's a difference between caring about them and I raping them for
ogling.
Ogling.
Can you pull out those kind of guys?
Hell yeah.
The guys who think they're the knight in shining armor. They think they're better than the rest of the guys who come here because they like to look at the talent.
I mean, of course you can tell when they're weird, when they first sit down, you can just tell. But, I mean, I...
Also, when they're in the parking lot, when your shift is over.
No.
Hey, man, I'm friends with the bartender. Don't judge me.
But hold on, here's what I'm saying. So if a guy comes in and says, well, you know, I really come here for the food, and I'm sorry that you guys have to deal with all these pervert guys looking at you.
Yes.
Do you think that guy... And I don't mean to lead the witness, but you think that guy is just as creepy as the guy who stares at your name tag?
I mean, yeah, it's both equal. If you're staring at me or if you're saying weird things to me, it's all the same category. You're being weird.
Yeah.
You can just be normal.
Thank you.
I mean,
just be a person.
I like when they're like, oh, you know, you're pretty, you're this and that. That's fine.
That is what I do.
That's what you do to me all the time.
Yes.
And I say thank you.
What happens when they insist on an overlasting hug?
That, you know,
that's what
it's pushing it.
What if they make you pick the cheese?
Yeah. Oh, exactly. Yeah.
What I hate is
I'm like a burger, but you pick the cheese.
A lot of guys ask for your number, baloney. Man. That's like the worst.
What if it's somebody who talks to you every week and doesn't remember your name?
Whoops.
That's right in front of my face.
Okay. We want to thank you, Dakota, for sitting here.
Thanks for participating.
Thanks for joining Peep the Creeps.
Thank you, Dakota.
But you're good with creeps.
Sure. I'm used to it, I guess. I'm not
right
good
now?
With it. I'm used to it.
Oh, you're used to it. Oh,
she sat down.
I'm not good with it.
Look where she's sitting right now. What are you doing?
Yeah. Creep Central.
Okay. Thank you. I didn't want to put you on the spot. It was just things that make me go, I wonder how they feel about, you know, especially that knight in shining armor guy. That guy that comes in and he tips you well and pretends to be better than...
Better than
Peppers.
Well, while we're on the subject, while Dakota's here, I was at a convenience store, and there's a woman, I think Mila Jovovich, you know who she is?
Yes.
Resident Evil. I think she's one of the most beautiful women ever.
Sure.
There was this girl at the convenience store. She looked just like her. And I was
maybe it was her.
I'm sorry to keep looking at you, but you look like Mila. Yeah, I get that all the time. But I told her, you know, because I couldn't stop looking at her.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm sorry to keep looking at you. And she was cool with it. She said, I get that all the time.
Yeah. Sure.
That's,
yeah.
That's different. Yeah. That's completely different.
Yeah, that's
and
a nice
she looked
thing.
Just like her. I mean, it was crazy.
What about if you had a table that everyone was talking and asking you weird questions, but there was one guy that was quiet and didn't say anything? Is that more creepy?
No, I like those. Those are my favorite.
Oh, look at that.
She's in the house.
You could turn my mic mic off now.
What's right. the reason wins again?
Okay, all right, baby all right. girl. Well,
I'm not sure about the topic, but Dakota, thank you for bringing me that glass.
Yes.
You're welcome. No problem.
Oh, that was like an Ask the Staff reference. That was interesting.
Yeah.
Actually, had to do with restaurant business.
Well, we hope you didn't. They didn't creep you out too much.
No.
No. Yeah. No, I like only you.
Thank you.
Thank you for having me.
And you have beautiful nails.
Thank you.
See, that's the kind of guy I am. I'm nice.
Yeah. You know? All right, here's the kind of guy I am. And my glass is empty.
So lose the headphones?
Yeah.
Is that what you said?
Yeah. That's it.
Right. Good luck getting another one, buddy.
Thank you, beautiful.
Probably, by the time we pour this out, probably one more.
Yeah. Yeah, really. That was awesome. All right.
Thank you.
All right, so I guess it's time for topic changing music.
Oh! Well, I guess there's probably another topic that we can do. We still have time. Let's do a topic.
Actually, I want to change the pace. I want to go ahead and do B report.
Oh, the B report?
Oh.
Yeah, we got to do the B report.
All right, here we go.
Hey kids, what time is it? It's time for the Spike on the Mic B Report. And now here is your host, Steve.
Yay!
Man, this is my favorite.
Hi, Steve.
Time. Yeah.
Hey, ouch. I was going to ask, have the bees ever turned on you?
Yeah. That's what I told you guys before the show started, but this is for the audience, I guess.
I didn't
last
hear week,
last Tuesday, I was mowing the grass, and I got right beside my left eye. I got stung by one of the bees. Apparently,
in your peripheral vision.
Yeah, my peripheral vision. And apparently the noise of the lawnmower or whatever it was
upset them.
And it's a riding lawnmower, so you can't just. I tried to outrun.
Yeah,
right. Three or four bees, and while I was trying to outrun them, I ran
first gear.
Ran over
the entire nest.
No, and cut my hose that I use to water the garden.
Nice.
And so,
the garden hose was laying in the yard.
Yeah. Now,
it's
gushing water because I leave it on. I shut it off. Yeah. I had to go shut it off
at the nozzle. Yeah, yeah.
And so,
let me ask you, the riding lawnmower.
Yeah.
Do you have a yard big enough for a riding lawnmower?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, I've got two yards.
He's got an estate.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's big enough.
Yeah,
it's big enough.
Yes.
I mean, I'm not young.
Bees, man.
And it's fun to write. Yeah. It's fun to use the writing.
It is fun.
But if you go on his Facebook page, he's on the mower.
Oh.
Yeah.
You have a Facebook page?
Yeah, he
does. But it's still a flip phone?
My wife opened up a Facebook page for me.
And put a picture of you on the mower.
Yeah. And that's pretty much the extent of it.
But then what happened?
Keeping up.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay. I went back out to fix the hose.
Yeah.
And I'm standing in water and mud trying to patch a hose when apparently the bees had not finished with
it. No, it was like, oh, he's back.
Was the hose squirting honey?
No, it was squirting water.
Okay.
Yeah.
And no, this was not a milk and honey story.
No.
You see this scar on my
nobody
head?
Sees it.
Yep,
radio
does.
Yeah.
I have an abrasion and a place where a couple of lacerations are on my head. And what happened was, as I was trying to repair the hose, I got stung twice on the right eye.
Damn.
Damn.
And the problem was is I'm trying to bat them away and move at the same time with muddy shoes on, and I slip and I fall and I hit my head on the.
Why are you laughing at that?
Stepping stone.
Any chance?
Because it's funny.
Yeah, because I'm picturing it. Yeah.
Any chance your wife was filming you at the time?
No, but I do have I took a couple of selfies afterwards.
Oh,
no, that's a lie. Your phone don't self.
Well, I have a camera. When I get the pictures developed,
get the pictures developed.
Yeah, when I get them developed, I'll bring some in. Maybe we could post some on Spike.
You know what's involved with making that happen these days, right? They have to go back to 1984
right.
and get a technician to come in and develop your
pictures. Just to develop your stuff.
Build a dark room.
Yeah, but I have a contract.
He's not there all day long.
They have to do it.
Slip and fall, Morgan and Morgan, for the people. Oh, damn.
You should sue your bees.
I could sue the bees.
Ooh, you could get a lot for the bees, couldn't you? Lifetime honey.
I don't know. If they had a union and they all worked together,
they'd just fly away on you, wouldn't they?
don't know. I don't know. But it was a bad Tuesday.
Only the worker bees would unionize.
I was gushing blood. My face swelled up, and the pictures are pretty impressive.
You know what, though? Stains on your shirt.
This is like a perfect example of how life counterbalances.
Yeah.
Because Monday, what happened Monday?
A Monday was a beautiful day.
No. But what happened here? Didn't this show win an award?
It did.
It won an award. And
counterbalance on Tuesday, the very next day, this happens to you.
Oh, Frank Sinatra, riding high in April.
A shot down in next May. Day. Yeah.
And as a result, you're wearing a Tide Pen deserving T-shirt.
Yes. Yes.
Oh, man.
So, yeah, so it was an adventurous Tuesday. Did you have to go to the hospital?
No. I read on the internet where a head wound gushes blood.
Sure.
Sure.
Because there's a lot of capillaries up there.
Do we have that shirt? Do you have that shirt that you were wearing when you were gushing blood?
Oh.
That would be nice if you had that
I think it's
shirt.
Been laundered.
Oh, we could have auctioned it off.
Because that's an unusual blood stain. Usually we get mustard. We used to get oil. Dirt.
Will you send me the injury pictures for the website?
Yeah, I'll email you the injury pictures.
Oh, that'd be nice.
Email. Yeah. You have email?
You have email?
Yeah. Who are you?
What I'll do is we can scan them in.
Oh, that's nice.
And
fax them over.
And fax them. Well,
yeah, you can fax them.
Fax. Yeah.
So
I'll fax them to you.
So this
I have
is
a fax.
This is an ugly bee report, basically. The bees turned on you is what we hear.
Yeah, they're okay, though. That was a fluke. That's never going
to
happen
again. A couple of rogue bees, do you think?
What do you do next time you mow and you get close to the hive?
Really?
You mean nervous about getting close?
Rogue bees.
Rogue,
I guess I was playing rogue bee.
playing rogue bee.
You have to be pretty tough to play rogue bee. Anyway, that was the longest bee report ever.
That's probably the best bee report.
Good night.
Good night.
It kind of left us in a quandary.
It did?
Yeah, because we have nine
minutes left.
Eight minutes left. We got time for a story?
I have a bee report question.
Oh, okay. Well, let's go back to the bee report then.
Yeah. I've been meaning to bring this up for a while. I heard a report on the radio that talks about people who maintain and keep beehives. And everyone says, oh, that's great because the bees are an endangered population.
Sure.
But that doing so doesn't really actually do anything for the natural wild bees that are out there doing their own hives and stuff. Not that you're harming those bees,
right?
But you're not helping those bees.
You're not.
Oh. How do you feel about that?
Well, I think they actually are helping those bees in the sense that they're watering down the killer bee population. You don't hear about killer bees anymore.
No, it used to be a big deal.
And it's because of the Italian, the Russian, Carolian.
Go ahead and say African.
African.
Or
the Africanized.
Those males. Yeah. Mating with the Africanized queens, they made them that much better.
Oh, that's great.
So
you are helping, you're not hurting.
We actually are helping, yes. And
does it mean that you're diluting the African strain?
Yes, we're trying to.
By the way,
these are bees we're talking about here.
Do you think possibly some of the Africanized killer bees infiltrated your hive, and those are the ones that stung you?
Could be, because these...
Yeah, the bad African bees.
I think it's just a hot hive, because I've heard about...
Hot hives.
Are we broadcasting?
Ever since the damn Black Panther come out, y'all get all crazy.
What is a hot hive?
Hot hive is just when it's like an Africanized hive. That
means you better
Africans get in there and make it wild.
Yeah.
So, turn the air conditioner on.
That's what they call them. But
so hold on a second.
There's no such thing as wild bees.
So voice.
Back to your question.
Voice. No.
There's really no such thing as wild bees.
Bees on their own in nature don't set up hives. And
honeybees were brought with from Europe to the United States.
So there's no wild hives out there.
There were never. No, not until the. Well, they are. I mean, but they're like escape.
Are there? Or are there not?
No, there are no.
Tilly, you badgering the witness.
The bees,
like Mike Wallace.
All bees in the United States are.
Domesticated?
Domesticated.
Even the African ones that can't be trusted?
Why you can't trust them?
Because they talk in the movies and they're late everywhere.
Exactly.
And
those are the ones attacking them. I hate you. What's the reason? You treat me like an animal. I want what's coming to me. And they got you.
What Steve said was he doesn't like
that. Wasn't
the,
me. That was him.
That was a gas. Shut up, gas man.
I don't have a shut up, gas man. Yeah. So I had to play yours. Yeah.
Hey, so
Steve doesn't like the Africanized Americans.
Really?
Oh. Yeah.
That's messed up.
I mean, all
bees,
I did hear that.
Even the Africanized bees, I don't think they really come from Africa.
Oh, you don't see color,
I don't think
right?
they really come from Africa.
You want to copy that card that I had last week? Because they've been thinned out already?
Oh, no, I just think they called them that. I don't think they... I think
why
they
do you
like,
call them that?
Yeah, why would they call them that? That's not what they are.
He didn't
yeah.
call them that. Somebody else, I don't know.
Did they have less yellow on their body?
I don't know.
Oh, did you bring him back over here on a slave ship?
I need to study up on it, but I think I read something that said they're really not. They just call them Africanized bees because.
So you went and got a whole bunch of workers,
right?
And brought them black back bees, against man. Their will,
right?
And made them work for you for free.
In
and
a
now
hot
you
hate.
Call them Africanized,
and that's why they stung that ass.
That makes them Africanized,
and he put them in a hot hive.
Put them in a hot hive.
You know they live in Florida.
No air conditioning.
I think we see what's going on.
Yeah, really. Jeez.
Oh.
You have anything to say?
Following a very popular business model from the 16th century.
I think they're Brazilian.
Oh, they're Brazilian now.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
You had it delivered in the mail
by
something they call a boat.
Oh, you can tell because they've been shaved?
Yeah, really, yeah. Because they got that, yeah. that little landing strip?
Yeah.
The business model that led to the War of Northern Aggression.
Back we got KMC over
Northern
here.
Northern Aggression.
We got Colonel Sanders over here.
I'm a Southern gentleman.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God. Okay, let's close this B report.
Yeah, that's it for the slave report.
All right, that's it.
It's the B report.
Good night.
All right, so listen.
Good night.
Yes.
You're wrong, man.
Right.
I think the show was award-winning.
You think?
I think we should win the award. But also, listen, ladies and gentlemen.
What?
Check your calendars. Write in your calendars.
April 16th. We will
be at Ferg's in St. Pete, right across from the Tampa Ray Davium Stadium.
I can hardly wait.
Season brings some bees.
Day's Badium Stadium.
Was that English?
Yes. Oh. But before we do, we always have to go around the room and ask.
Oh, yeah.
We're stuck with you. So, starting out with you, Voice of Reason, we're stuck with you tonight.
Dakota brought me this beautiful glass.
There you go. Dr. Captain Clark, we're stuck with you.
Abraham Lincoln didn't do anything for the bees.
That's right.
Bill Smiles is stuck with you.
Actually, what stuck with me is while I was hearing the Hot Hive report, which I find intriguing, Hot Hive, I saw Billy Ripken as a bald guy on here, but it reminded me that Seth Greenberg, for those that know Seth Greenberg college basketball, he looks just like Dr. Evil nowadays.
Okay. So you weren't paying attention to the show.
Well, I was a Hot Hive. I was like, this man's holding the bees down. This man's holding the bees down.
Yeah.
I mean, I just kind of had to turn it.
All right. P-Dub, what stuck with you tonight?
Well,
au revoir. That's French for his mama spake.
That's what stuck with me. Yeah. My mistake.
We didn't have to, do that because you could have did something else. You could have hit another button.
Oh.
You know?
All right.
And my man, Gas Man, what stuck with you tonight?
Stuck with me. Congratulations to Smosh for winning a brand new contest.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Oh.
Yeah, he was the winner.
Yes. And what stuck with me was the fact that I think that the St. Louis Azkabans.
Azkabans, yeah.
San Luis Obispo.
San Luis Obispo.
St. Louis Obispo.
Yeah, the St. Louis Obispo.
Obispo.
Song? The St. Louis Obispo.
San Luis Obispo.
I think that, you know, every person, incarcerated or not, should have the right to be a human.
Oh, absolutely.
Give the people products.
Yeah.
Give the people products. I do. And also, your B report, Voice of Reason, was muy bien.
So I have to be maimed to do a good B report.
You have to do what?
I have to be maimed.
It helps.
Yeah, it
worked out this week. So
it does. Yeah, really. And a big shout out to Map App Man. Sister, we know you. Yes. This might not have been the best show, but
Hey,
we had, deserve it.
It was caller driven. Caller added so much.
Oh, it was free. That, what was that? That was a shut up spike repeated several times.
And thank you to Dakota for joining us for the show.
Oh, absolutely.
Good looking. Good looking out there, Gas Man. Yeah. Thanks for Dakota playing the part of Ask the Staffs.
Yeah.
Ask the Staff. Ask the Staff? I should know my
own thing.
Yeah.
Peep the Creep.
Peep the Creep.
Yeah.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, we'll be back here at Hooters at our location at 4215 Hillsborough Avenue. I want to give a big thanks to PW, Gas Man, Voice of Reason, Dr. Captain Clark, Bill Smots, and everybody out there playing, Dr. Captain Clark's sister, Map Admin, Spike on the Mic Show. Hey, award winning. And we out, baby. One,